story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is Chicago, Friday, December 9th. It was wet and messy. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. We are working the early shift at WGN Radio. More than 3 million people live here, and when they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm glad to be inside, let's put it that way. And
you know, I all night I was thinking that it was going to hold off and get, you know, for miss us or something. I thought it was going to start raining a lot earlier, but it just started.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's December. Hey, what's for breakfast?
Well, I went to a place called Bacon and Jam. It was recommended by Maureen Gillen, who sent me like a bunch of great places on the South Side. And I happened to be down there with my lovely wife, Ann. And so we went to Bacon and Jam at 3335 West 111th Street. It's way far south.
Yeah, that's an interesting area, Mount Greenwood, right?
Yeah, Mount Greenwood, and actually 111th Street right there it's like a strip of really good family restaurants. It seems, I think we reviewed a few of them from that, right around that area there. And Bacon and Jam is a really nice little breakfast place. It's only open from 7 to 3, so it's breakfast and lunch. And it's not real big. It's probably got about 15 small tables. But it's a very nice place, a very nice waitresses. They treat you like, you know, your friendly neighbor coming over for breakfast. So it was really nice.
Well, they treat you that way because you're in uniform, right?
Well, no, not when I'm off duty out with my wife going to breakfast on the South Side.
Okay. All right. I see. What's the specialty?
So they have some great omelets and pancakes. The pancakes, they had some really interesting pancakes. They had an apple crumble pancake, which is it's like pancakes topped with cinnamon apples and granola, and you know, it's kind of like an apple pie for breakfast, really. Instead of a crust, it's pancakes.
Breakfast and dessert all in one.
Yeah, very, very nice. And they had these skillets. The skillets were really really large portions. I got a steak skillet, and I only finished like half of it and took it and ate it for lunch.
So, look at you.
I guess it didn't last that long, but.
What else did you have?
Well, we had some corned beef hash. Anytime I see corned beef hash on the menu, I have to give it a try, because it's like, that's one of those signature things. It's hard to screw up. So, you know, if a restaurant screws it up, then it's not a great restaurant. Then
mm-hmm.
Theirs was very well done. It wasn't overdone, which is you know, a problem at some places if the cook isn't good at managing all the different things. You know, they overcook it because they leave it on the grill too long while they're waiting for somebody to order it. But this place, they did it really good. Obviously, he's very good at balancing a lot of orders at once.
Yeah, corned beef. I don't remember the last time I had corned beef hash. You think of a great diner having great corned beef hash.
Yeah, the last time I went for a while without corned beef hash, I got it. I saw a can of it at the grocery store, and I tried it. That wasn't.
No, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
And so
not in Chicago. Maybe in a rural somewhere.
they do lunch as well, you said?
They do. They got a full lunch menu of you know, the soups and salads and sandwiches, and they also have burgers. One of which is a bacon jam burger, which has they make this signature bacon jam, which is like jelly with bacon in it, which is really good. It's got that and cheese and eggs and bacon. It's like having breakfast and lunch on a bun. Or brunch. I guess that's really what brunch would be.
Yeah. So you get that, and it's your breakfast and lunch together, and then you have that that pancake with the cinnamon apples, and there's your dessert.
Right. Perfect. It's like a snack and dessert at the same time. You know.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good. Bacon and Jam, 3335 West 111th in Chicago.
Yeah. And thanks to Maureen Gillen. If anybody else has any Southside places, I really would like some. I got some great West Side places coming up, but
Maureen, a listener who emailed you or something?
Yeah, she's a listener, Maureen Gillen. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. Yes. If you'd like to contact Lieutenant David Haynes directly, you can email beatcopsguide@gmail.com with your recommendations and suggestions. beatcopsguide@gmail.com. com.
Lieutenant, I bet I can get an inner tube past 40 miles an hour.
Where did you go to investigate baked goods this week?
Well, as long as I was down in the neighborhood there on the south side, I went to Wolf's Bakery at 3241 West 95th Street. This is one of the places we talked about, at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's a very old place down there. I wanted to see how they were doing and if they're still around, and they're famous for their lemon fluff cake, which is a lemon chiffon cake with custard and whipped cream, and it's a Southside classic. And
So that's famous in the neighborhood, is it?
Well, yeah, according to my cousins who live down there, it's famous.
Well, they should know, shouldn't they?
Yeah, and I'm going to try and make it at home, which everybody's really excited about.
Maybe we should get some video on that. You can do a cooking segment on WGN-TV, you and Dean Richards.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? they're also very big with Irish soda bread, which is... It's unusual to me. I mean, in March around St. Patrick's Day, it's big, but it's nice to get other times of the year too. It's kind of like if you like sourdough, it's kind of like that. It's not sweet. It's a very, very nice bread, and they do it very well.
You have to try. I'll have to try that again because the last time I did, I'm not sure if I liked it or not.
It might be an acquired taste. I don't know. I've sort of had it at least once a year all my life, so I don't. I really like it. And there's times where you get a taste for these things that you only have once in a while, and this is a great place to go and get it. Mm-hmm. They also do great butter cookies. Yeah, I love those butter cookies.
Didn't we all grow up with what was it, Salerno butter cookies?
Oh yeah, yeah. I used to. That's not far from where I live now. I used to go to the factory before it closed.
Yeah, all those good cookie factories that made neighborhoods smell great, they're gone, yeah. Unfortunately. But this place has good butter cookies. Huh?
They do. They have very good homemade butter cookies. And I have to say, I think the inflation, there's one sign of, other than gas, one side of inflation is whether butter cookies are a little cheaper now. I think they seem to be.
No, aren't good. Well, gas prices coming down and butter cookie prices coming down. We'll have to report that on the news.
Right. Yeah, we can. Keep that, right? We should do a graph.
On cookie prices?
Right.
And what else do we need to know about Wolf's Bakery?
That's really all I checked out. So that's, but they have a lot of great things. Oh, they have donuts. Their donuts are probably, for when we start doing the donut Olympics, they're probably a good Southside contender.
All right.
I didn't bring anything this time from there because I couldn't drive down there yesterday, but I did bring some Allegretti's donuts just because we've already talked about them a few times, but I brought them so you guys can taste test them.
We've tested those. That's the gold standard. And we might as well tell people where that place is again. Was that Lawrence? Where is it?
Yeah, 7700 on Lawrence. It's I don't have the exact address right here, but it's the 7700 block of Lawrence in Harvard Heights there.
And Wolf's Bakery is 3241 West 95th, Evergreen Park.
Right.
All right, we've got the news coming up on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have some restaurant news. What do you have to report, Lieutenant?
Well, a sad one. The hot dog box is closing up on Milwaukee Avenue, just north of Irving. They've been there less than a year, and it's really kind of too bad because they're opening up some apartment buildings up there in the next 6 months, and if they could have hung on, they probably would have done real well. But at the end of the month, it's the last chance to get a hot dog box, although they will be selling online. So if you go to...
Is that the place that had, steak hot dogs or something? Yeah. I saw their food truck at a farmer's market. It looked pretty tempting.
Yeah, very good hot dogs. Very good, very big hot dogs, too. But, they're not traditional. So some people are a little leery to try them. It's going to take some time for it to take off, I think.
I wanted to mention something here about Moretti's. I like their thin pizza, and I believe it just opened their 12th location in the place that was formerly, what was it called? Gifford's Kitchen off Randall Road in Elgin. So Moretti's, a restaurant and pizzeria there now.
Oh, they have good ribs, too.
What else you got?
Well, Eater.com always has great maps and stuff, and they have a list of quirky pop-ups for December, and one of them I wanted to mention was... Greystone Tavern is having Eight Crazy Nights, a Hanukkah bar. So if you if you want to get away from the Christmas and the commercialism, you can go to Greystone Tavern and have some latkes, and they have something called a Mensch Mule. and Sabbath Night Fever. So it's it's an interesting little, and there's some other quirky little things you can check out.
So are you saying that they haven't commercialized Hanukkah?
I think they're trying to commercialize.
Yeah.
And there was a sort of a good news, bad news thing. And this is not really restaurant related, but the Pickwick Theater announced that they're closing up in Park Ridge.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it. But apparently a lot of people are lining up to take it over. So maybe it's not going to go away.
I think we should do it. Me and you, we should buy it and turn it into kind of a music venue. You can do your show there every morning and have a live audience.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have fun.
Oh, sure. That's what I need to run a theater, too. Thank you, Lieutenant. I appreciate you getting in here through the mess. And until next time.
Hey, let's be careful out here.